Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word, as we're reading through the Bible chronologically in 1 year. What an experience this has been. I am one who has read the book of Proverbs through many times, month after month. I am seeing things this time through the book of Proverbs that I've never seen before, because we're reading them three chapters at a time. That changes the whole view. And it just teaches us that don't create a rut. Like my Amway friend said, a rut is just a grave with the ends knocked out of it. Don't do that. Get yourself continually moving and changing and growing and making things different so that you can grow and develop. So it's going to be a good time today. And we're going to hear Solomon's wisdom. Remember, he's sitting on the throne. He's judging and ruling. And as people come and go and he judges their case, he turns to the scribe and says, "Scribe, write this." And the scribe writes it out. And that's what these proverbs are, the Proverbs of Solomon. Let's pray our opening prayer. This isn't a religious thing to do. This is you and I very seriously saying to God, speak to me. It's the same prayer, but it's the word of God. And when you speak his word, it produces life in your body. Amen. Say it with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints. That is a lot of people. What is the width and length and depth and height? So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. You can find that prayer. It's there every time in the notes. If you go to the notes of this program, that prayer is there every time for you to be able to find it. Proverbs chapter 16. There we go. Make sure you have a pen. Make sure you have a notepad so you can take notes. Or take notes in your Bible. I take notes in my Bible. Not everybody likes to do that, but there ain't no law against marking up your map for the beautiful places to see and the pitfalls to stay away from. Proverbs 16:1, the preparations of the heart belong to the man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Powerful statement. Prepare your heart and God will fill your tongue. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, wow, none will go unpunished. Wow. See, all of a sudden, that puts the proud of heart in a different terminology than the perverse, the most absolutely horribly wicked, vile, reprobate. No, this one is, the proud in his heart is an abomination to the Lord. And that can be somebody who isn't all that wicked, perverse stuff. But he will be if he doesn't change his heart. Proverbs chapter 4 says, guard your heart, for out of it flows all the issues of life. Woo! Verse 6, in mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. And by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he, you notice that he is capitalized. That's God makes his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than vast revenue without justice. A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. That's just verse number one all over again. Divination is on the lips of the king. His mouth must not transgress in judgment. But that sure don't make it for presidents, does it? Honest weights and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his work. It is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness. For a throne is established by righteousness. You and I are kings and priests to God. The throne that we rule is established in righteousness, not your own, in Jesus' righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him who speaks what is right. As messengers of death, the king's wrath, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. That rain you get right before the harvest, and you're like, yes, that made the pickles just right. 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding than choice silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. You don't trust in God, you won't be happy. Why? You'll always be struggling. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the correction of fools is folly. Why? Because they're fools. They've said in their heart, there's no God. I'm in 16:23. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth, learning to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. There's another one of those words, are health to your bones. That's also in Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. There's a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death. The person who labors, labors for himself, for his hungry mouth drives him on. An ungodly man digs up evil. It is on his lips like a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. He winks his eyes to devise perverse thing. He purses his lips and brings about evil. The silver head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. Not self-righteousness. Righteousness. And that comes from God. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a great city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Now, I want you to think about this. In Solomon's day, they cast lots, and God used that. God used a fleece with Gideon. But that's not how God leads us in this day. God leads us by his spirit speaking to us in the inner man of our heart. And that's how God's leadership is today. Verse number one. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a son who causes shame and will share an inheritance among the brethren. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. An evildoer gives heed to false lips. A liar listens eagerly to a spiteful tongue. Interesting words right there, isn't it? He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. It's why you want to have a praying dad. And that's why you want to be a praying dad and mother, so that you can be the glory of your children. Verse 7, excellent speech is not becoming to a fool, much less lying lips to a prince. A present is a precious stone in the eyes of its possessor. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He who covers a transgression seeks love. He who repeats a matter separates friends. Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool is just a fool with a little more juice. All right. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Yeah. Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, wow. Evil will not depart from his house. You better forgive everybody of everything so you're not rewarding evil for good. I got to just keep staying at it, because every one of these verses is a whole 10-minute message. Mm-hmm. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them are alike an abomination to the Lord. Wow. You think about this day that we live in right now, especially this month. He who justifies the wicked in this month, and he who condemns the just in this month, that's a pretty big statement. And God says, by the Holy Spirit, you're an abomination. Jesus. Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? 17, a friend loves at all time, and a brother is born for adversity. A man devoid of understanding shakes hands in a pledge and becomes surety for his friend. He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. He who has a deceitful heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. He who begets a scoffer does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A merry heart, thank God for a merry heart, does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. How do you not have a broken spirit? Have a merry heart. And that's not always easy. Sometimes a merry heart is a sacrifice of praise because of what's going on in life. A wicked man accepts a bribe behind the back to pervert the way of justice. Don't do that. Wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding. Wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding. But the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. To punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princes for their uprightness. He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Chapter 18. I think I did really good on that one. Here we go. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. When the wicked comes, contempt comes also. And with dishonor comes reproach. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. You ever met somebody that you hung on every word they said? It's because their words match this word. It is not good to show the partiality of the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. Slothfulness in your work. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and like a high wall in his own esteem. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He who answer a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. The spirit of man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit? The spirit of the man, that's the part of you that you are the spirit, will sustain him in sickness. Why? Because you'll tell that body, get in line. Verse 15, the heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Now, that's not only talking about a gift of money or a nice item. That's also talking about the gift that God put on the inside of you. Your gift will make room for you and bring you before the great men that God wants to use to promote you, so that those words of wisdom you have learned, you can share with others. The first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. Casting a lot causes contentions to cease and keeps the mighty apart. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it, the power of the tongue, will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. You bring me favor.
I do.
You do? The poor man uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, and there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and his name is God Almighty in Jesus' mighty name. Now, we've come to the part of the program that we call Circle the Wagons. Now, I did this last night. I'm going to do it probably every night in Proverbs. The word man is used 18 times in the book of Proverbs. The word God or Lord in these three chapters. The word God or Lord is used 15 times in these three chapters. Heart or spirit of a man is used 17 times. Ready for this? Look at this one. Mouth, lips, and tongue, which is all speaking about the same thing, is used 23 times in these three chapters. Righteousness, righteous, or right is used 10 times. Wise or wisdom is used 12 times. Fool and foolish is used 11 times. Now, here's the revelation of all of that. God gave Solomon great wisdom because that's what he asked for. He said, I need wisdom to lead your people in coming in and going out. And God gave him that wisdom in a dream. He gave it to him. And then you and I see the effects of it here in the book of Proverbs. And, you know, it is said of Billy Graham that he read the book of Proverbs through every month, all the days of his ministry. Well, you can see that if you read the book of Proverbs through every month, Billy Graham was in ministry over 70 years. There would come a point where you would truly understand the wisdom of the Word of God that comes from the Proverbs. And so, hope you're enjoying this study. I'll say it again to you. I'm going to write this down, 25, 26. Make sure you get an app, a Bible app that you can have on your phone, and you can use that to search these words up, because it'll bring you great, great revelation to search these singular words up like this and see what these verses mean. Once you get studying the book of Proverbs and you realize the revelation that's there, you'll be reading it all the time because it has an answer for everything you're looking for. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation together. Who's going to be here with us from around the world somewhere that may have not had the opportunity to come to know our God? Now, there's a lot of people who use a lot of things. Being born again, I received Jesus, I accepted Jesus. What you really have to realize is this is Jesus coming into your life, his blood, by his blood, and his righteousness, filling you with the Spirit, and then adopting you. You're being adopted into the family, and you have, now you will have an open relationship with God your Father, the one who put you in your mama's womb when you were born. And we've got a great teaching that will teach you about this, and it'll be a blessing to you. Pray this prayer with you. I'm going to say a word, then my wife, Leanne, will say a word, and you just follow along, and in 2 minutes, you're right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it,
And
Jesus.
I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your arms out and say, and I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your grace and
mercy. All of your love and righteousness.
All of your love and righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
Pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly life.
And live a successful life,
and live a successful
as, a
life.
Believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. We're glad to have you here with us. We really are. You might say, Pastor, what's going on? Well, what has happened to you? It's Jesus just came to live on the inside of you. Not because of what you've done, not because of how good you are, not because of a lack of sin, because you ask him to, by grace, through faith. You said, come in, and he came in. And he brought all of his grace, mercy, love, and righteousness with him. Then you said, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and he did. That means God Almighty has just come into your life. That's what you feel stirring on the inside of you. Say it with me. Help me walk with you every day. Help me walk with you every day in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, they put my email address and websites right there in the notes of the program. Every program, you can find it right there in the notes. There's also a link for every one of the Read the Words since the beginning, January 1st, all the way to today. This is day 159 in a row. And we're going all the way to the end. We're going to read the Bible every day, and we're going to make it a habit to read this word. We're reading it chronologically as it actually happened historically, chronologically. And it's a very interesting study. And so we welcome you to join in with us. Share it with your friends, your neighbors, your family, your relatives. Send it to your enemies. Send that link. It's right down in there. It says the full YouTube playlist. And it'll be a blessing. Remember, on Sunday, right here on Read the Word, we receive communion together. We'll be a blessing to you. Send me an email and say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer tonight and I want to know how to walk with God. I got a group of videos I'll send you that you can just study at your own pace. It's an open forum like this where you can just study and grow and develop in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Greatest decision you ever made, you just made. In Jesus' name. Well, till we see you again tomorrow morning, right here, same time, same station. This is what we say every time we come here. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.